KMFM 99.5, Max Shannon Porkchop being joined by Gilgamesh. I have to say, the only person we've ever interviewed whose name is Gilgamesh.
Well, I imagine that's probably true. I've only met one other Gilgamesh in my life, but he was from Pakistan, so that was a little confusing.
Gilgamesh Taggart, who plays Oliver Warbucks in the Broadway and Tucson production of Annie, which opened last night. Congratulations on a good opening night.
Thank you very much. The crowds were absolutely fantastic. People were so generous, and we're very happy to be here in Tucson.
So this is your second year as Daddy Warbucks.
Actually, my fourth year.
Oh, really?
I played it for 2 years in Cleveland.
Okay. So you must know Oliver very well by now, right?
Well, I thought I knew him the first 2 years, but it was a real treat. This year and last year, we were directed by Mark Sharnan, the original man who put it on Broadway back in 77.
Okay. And what were obviously the differences between a regional theater and a traveling roadshow pretty substantial for you?
Very much so. The regional theater, the Cleveland theater scene, I was performing there for many years, and they were very generous to me. I have to thank them for that. But touring life is a whole other experience. It's a different animal completely, and I just had to be retrained.
Go ahead.
How often, how much are you on the road?
Well, we are, last year we did 38 cities over 48 weeks. It was a long time. We were on the road for a long time. I didn't know what to do with myself when I got home.
We can imagine.
It really does. I was like, I think I need to go to a hotel. I don't feel comfortable in a house right now.
I'm going to need someone to make my bed.
Exactly. I was far too pampered.
All right. So what's your favorite part so far of this particular company that you're working with?
Well, year two, we have some new people that have cycled through with touring productions. You have some people that go and some that return. Most of the principal, in fact, all of the principals return. So it was nice to have those familiar faces. But there's something exciting about having new blood come in. Their optimism, their excitement, and their energy is a great transference to us to kind of refire us up for what's coming.
Well, and this show is a show that, because of not only the long run at Broadway and the music that everybody's so familiar with, but because of the movie, everybody is so familiar with the story. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you see that when you look out into the audience that they're singing along, that they're participating, they know what's coming?
Oh, we'll have children and adults singing along with us on the major songs, and there's just a wonderful feeling, a real swell of energy that comes from the audience at those moments. And it's absolutely fantastic. And people, even the ones that are familiar with it. I mean, I've been doing this show, oh my goodness, I think I'm at 322 shows right now, just on the tour. And it's still fresh every day because you try and find that new energy. And you remember that every audience, even though we'll have done 8 shows by our last show here in Tucson, that 8th show, that's still an opening night for that audience. Mm-hmm. We try and remember that every time.
Well, yeah. And that's musical theater is such a great experience for kids. Some of them will grow up to love it. Some of them will go, but I think it's something that everyone needs to experience. So, yes. And this is a great show to start with.
Oh, there's so much of an experience, especially for young girls. We see generations of women coming in with their daughter and their granddaughter and great-granddaughter. In New Orleans last year, I met 5 generations that came to see the show together, and all of them had their Sandy or Annie dolls from the years before they had come to see it. So it's very exciting.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Gilgamesh, thank you for giving us some time this morning. Enjoy your time here in Tucson. You'll probably be able to track down some pretty good Mexican food, just saying.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of Mexican food, so I'm afraid I'm not going to fit in my costume by the time we leave.
Well, we wish you good success with the run, and remind everybody that tickets are still available Broadway in Tucson.
That's right.
Thank you, Gilgamesh.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Have a good one.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.